This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting you to bicycle events and updates in Tucson.
Hello, my name is Sophia Gonzalez, and I'm one of your new hosts of Pedaling the Pueblo. Today, we invite Krista Hansen, lead planner from the city, to sit down and share about ice cream, community events, and non-traditional ways of involving neighbors in transportation projects.
Hi, Sophia. Thanks so much for having me.
Let's jump into it. What are the major things that you've been noticing in the city's new efforts to engage neighbors and transportation improvements and plans?
I started working at the city in 2015. Grew up here in Tucson, so I'm a longtime Tucsonan. I was drawn to the planning division and working in bicycle and pedestrian planning. Also, a big part of it was my personal passion for riding bikes and joy of being out there riding. That it overlaps with the work that I'm also doing in terms of, you know, working to make our streets more comfortable for people walking, biking, driving, you know, any modes of transportation.
So what are some upcoming projects that the city would like to highlight?
There's three upcoming bicycle boulevard projects.
And what is a bicycle boulevard?
A bike boulevard is a corridor that prioritizes people walking, biking, playing, walking their dogs, essentially just enhancing that corridor by slowing motor vehicle traffic going through there, preventing cut-through traffic.
What are some of these events that we can provide some input?
Yeah, well, we have the first one is a curbside ice cream social. We'll be out there just on the southeast corner of 9th Street and 4th Avenue, which is right in front of the new Dillinger Brewing Company. We'll have a table set up there with city staff and members from Living Streets Alliance, and we'll want to hear your input, want to hear concerns and issues that you've been experiencing traveling along those routes, and how you would like to see them improved. And then we also have the Bike-In Movie and Ice Cream Social, and it's at Balboa Heights Park, and that's going to be a really awesome event, family-friendly event, free mobile bike repair, on-site table set up with roll plots and maps of the corridors and interactive activities where you can provide input. So I recommend bringing a blanket or chairs or something you want to sit on and bring, you know, your friends and family, and the movie will start around 7:45. Should be a fun evening.
This is a call for neighbors, walkers, bikers to show up to 4th Ave or Balboa Heights. We'll cover those dates again. And then if you're not a neighbor or you're not near this area, but you still want to get involved, we have an opportunity for you. So to promote the event in accessible ways, we need a few volunteers to pick up some signs. We do a little neighborhood walk, and that's where we distribute them. It's a great way to meet street enthusiasts, run into some neighbors, and LSA always makes it fun. So you'll want to sign up for a volunteer shift July 17th, Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. This will be about 1.5 hours, and you can sign up by emailing us at info@livingstreetsalliance.org. Okay, Krista Hansen, for the neighbors who live around 4th Ave or near Balboa Heights, what can they expect at the events that the city and LSA are co-hosting? What is that feedback that you're looking for?
Yeah, so this is our very first round of feedback that we're doing on these projects, so there hasn't been any design done. We're going out right now first to have community members and neighbors identify both issues that they've seen along the corridor. Maybe that's speeding, maybe it's cut through traffic, and then also really what they'd like to see. You know, maybe it's more shade, a traffic circle at a certain intersection, and then we'll be using that information to inform the design of these projects.
Okay, so really quickly, what are those dates that we need to look out for? We have July 17th for volunteering to put signs out. We have July 24th,
5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Free ice cream, free mobile bike repair. Thursday, July 29th from 6 to 9 p.m. We'll have, again, free bike repair, free ice cream.
Great. So show up or volunteer. You heard the dates. If you missed them, head to our website, livingstreetsalliance.org/events, or the LSA Facebook page to RSVP and see more details there. Krista, thank you so much for coming onto our show. It was such a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, thanks so much.